10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom, boom. Ha ha. Numbers. Our life is often controlled by numbers, and particularly health and fitness is often controlled by numbers. But do the numbers matter? Are they good or bad, or could they be both? So let's use an example. I know that I'm wealthy because of the numbers in my bank account. It's a given. It's evident that you're wealthy because you've got X number of dollars in your bank account. But for some people, that could be $100,000, and for some other people, that could be $100 million. So the numbers are different. If I'm testing for weight, some people want to be a certain number on the scales, and for some people that means it's the right weight for them, and other people that could be too heavy. So the numbers when it comes to weight is really interesting. If we're looking at how fast can you run, if you win a running race, it's because you ran the fastest. But in the race that you're in, that might be 11 seconds for 100 meters, but in the Olympic Games, that's pretty slow, 11 seconds. So the numbers, could they be determined differently for lots of people? Now, there's some numbers when it comes to health and fitness that are really interesting. 10,000 steps. If I do 10,000 steps and you do 10,000 steps every day, does that mean we're going to get the same result? Could it have something to do with the effort that we put in, the time that it takes to do those 10,000 steps, what our metabolism is, how much we weigh, whether we're male or female, how much muscle we've got? It's a whole heap of determining factors about what that 10,000 steps will do for you versus what they'll do for me. One of the ones that I can never understand, the number system, is the sets of reps, sets and reps that you do for weight training. If muscles respond to overload, why don't I just work at 100% effort, do as much as I possibly can, and then stop? Why would I pace myself through 3 sets of 10 or 4 sets of 8 or 3 sets of 12? There's all sorts of different numbers, but muscles can't count, can they? They just respond to overload. So here's a number that I think is pretty awesome. 100%. What if you put 100% effort into everything that you do? So every time you get puffed, you put in 100% effort. The number there would be determined by the energy system that you're using. The only energy system that uses 100% effort is the phosphate system, and that lasts for about 10 seconds. So there's a number. How hard can I go, as hard as I possibly can, in 10 seconds? That's my 100% effort, which means I'll get 100% fit. If I'm lifting something heavy, it's not how many I can do, it's how many I can do at 100% effort in the phosphate system. So if I can keep going for more than 10 seconds, then my weight's too light, I need to get a heavier weight. So there's an interesting number. Whatever number weight I'm lifting at the moment, that now needs to be a heavier weight, a heavier number, because that's too easy. So if I put 100% effort into my huffy puffy, if I put 100% effort into my strength training, is it possible then I could put 100% effort into everything else that I do? So whether I go rock climbing or water skiing, or I've got a business to run, or I'm a mum, or I've got to go dancing all night in a nightclub, or I'm going to go snow skiing for a week in Switzerland, if I'm 100% fit and 100% strong physically and mentally, is it possible then I can go and do everything else? So rather than get wrapped up in the numbers of you have to do this many or you have to go for this long, what if we just stick to the 100% effort, put in everything you possibly can into everything that you do, and is it then possible that you could live your life to the max? Super duper doo, how are you living my life to the max at 100% effort? Woohoo!